Hello, everyone. Once again, you are tuned in to one of the best podcasts in the world. This is called Get Real, hosted by us, BM.
Ashley.
And we're not joined here by Peniel today, but this is a show where we get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And today, we have a extremely talented guest on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Katie!
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself, Katie.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm a singer. Yeah, I just came here today meeting you guys and trying to have a talk about stuff. So I'm excited.
Yeah. If you guys don't know about Katie, she's killing it. Amazing solo artist. If you haven't tuned into her music yet, tuned in now because she got some crazy hits.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You'd be proud of it, girl. Take it. Hey. All right, guys. In today's episode, we're talking about branding. This is something that's prevalent in all our lives, but especially as entertainers. Sometimes the industry or even fans want the artist to have a certain image, which may or may not clash with how the artist wants to present themselves. What are certain decisions we've made for our brand, and what was put on us that we embraced? Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episodes at youtube.com/divepods. Also, follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Hi,
solo artist, killing it in the game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been a fan for so long and finally seeing her in person.
Oh my, thank you. Can I take the jacket
off?
Yes.
Sorry. It's so hot in here.
Whatever
it's
you
like. No,
you
can't.
Hey, you guys are matching.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Nice. White tee. Fresh white tee. Never go wrong with a white tee.
Well, Katie, she moved to New Jersey at the age of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wow, you know your facts. Thank you.
How was it growing? How long did you live in New Jersey?
Until I came to Korea for the audition show, I was there the whole time.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you came for K-pop star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never visited before. And then afterwards I stayed here. And then I was in America until like 2 months ago for mm-hmm. about 2 years. And then I came back here.
America where? LA or New York?
LA for a year and then Jersey for a year.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I saw the clip of you singing in the New York subways too.
Oh, we took it down because I hated it.
Why?
Thank you for watching.
Why? It was so good.
Yeah, you did not like it?
No.
I saw that one too.
Man.
That was good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. If you guys didn't know, JYP himself called her the next Asian soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was big. When you were on the show?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys know so much. Thank you.
We studied.
Oh, wow.
And we're fans.
Oh, yeah. I
have a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
So for Remember music video, right? Mm-hmm. You know how you had all those rappers on stage?
Mm-hmm.
All those rappers were very talented and had a name brand for themselves, right?
Of course, yeah.
How'd you get all of those rappers in one video?
Oh, I didn't know any of them. Yeah, I wasn't really into like K-pop or anything.
Yeah.
But the music director knew everybody. So
we got everybody
together, which was great for me. Yeah, I got to meet a lot of new people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I saw that, I was just like, how much money did they spend on this?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That was nice.
Yeah, amazing artist, killing the game.
One of the best voices.
Yeah.
Thank
100%.
You.
100%.
Wow. So are you going to stay in Korea for a while now? Doing music here?
I think so. Maybe for a few years. I'm not really sure. But yeah.
Mm.
Seeing how it goes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here? You said 2 years now? Or did you go back for 2 years?
She came back 2 months ago.
Oh, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
How was quarantine?
It was okay. I had to move in, so I just did a lot of organizing stuff.
Mm.
Oh, so you have a place now, like where you live now?
Mm.
Oh, I see.
Where?
Are there any other artists in your label?
Nope.
It's just
only
you?
One, yeah.
Wow, lucky.
I wish I had some friends though, like artist friends, but I got nobody. But
we can be your friends.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Did you know he came out in K-pop Star 2?
Oh, what?
Matthew?
What?
Yeah.
That's
which one?
That's also one that I kind of don't want to remember.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I was on season 1.
Oh, yeah. That's a while back.
I came out on one episode.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't I auditioned feel like it.
Four times. Mm-hmm. I came out on one episode. Because the first three times that I came out, no matter how much they tried to edit it to make me look good, they just couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I was just like, thank you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I couldn't speak Korean. I couldn't remember my Korean lyrics. So I was just like, yeah, I couldn't speak. I didn't know anything about Korea. Did you speak Korean when you were on K-pop Star to a certain degree?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't have that. You were one step ahead of me.
I see. That's cool though. You speak Korean now?
I speak kind of broken Korean. I'm okay. What would you say my Korean's like right now?
Oh, it improved so much.
Right?
Yeah. It improved a lot compared to when you first came.
Yeah. I've been here for 8 years now. So if I didn't improve, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Improved a lot. Okay, well, thank you for joining us today.
Most def.
And we're going to talk about branding, which is kind of difficult to talk about, but we'll try our best.
Yeah. Do you guys think about branding when you guys put out content or music or just like any type of content?
I think, mostly for me, it's like social media and also YouTube that I'm currently doing. And I feel like it's very different for both Instagram and YouTube. For YouTube, it's… I don't know if I would call it branding, but it's kind of like I have an adulting series and I kind of show everyone what it's like to live alone for the first time and to be independent.
Yeah.
So I guess in the adulting series content, it's more like… real. I show more real sides to myself and my life.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not even gonna lie. Out of all of everyone doing YouTube, your YouTube was the first one I watched like to the end.
Really?
So the adulting series kind of was like, oh snap, like it resonated. So
did you watch the most recent one?
Send me the link later. I'll watch it. Send me the link later.
And also Instagram is more about like visual, I think, because it's, you know, you see pretty pictures and when you look at the feed it's like, you know, so I guess I try to post up. I have my own brand, aesthetic. I do have that. Hashtag aesthetic. So I try to post aesthetically pleasing photos, but it gets stressful because I will spend like hours trying to decide which photo to upload and then like which photo looks good with my feed. So sometimes it's stressful and it sounds so like superficial and like so… but I can't help it because I guess it's a part of my brand, you know? Like I have to keep that up.
100%.
Yeah.
When I do the Instagram thing, I'm very back and forth. I feel like I try to color code everything at times. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, why am I doing this? Like, I just don't want to care anymore, you know? So I start like back 올려, you know? Yeah. I'm just like, whatever. Like this is what I feel today. Mm-hmm. And then I'll look at my Instagram like a week later while I'm scrolling down. Just like, dang, why did I put all this up? archive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got a comment once from a fan like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like the number of how many posts you have go up and down like on a month. Like it stays the same but it goes up and down.
I know. Can't help it. Once you post it, you get like second thoughts and you're like, should I just delete this? This doesn't look very good. Oh, I don't know. And you just like end up archiving it. But are you active on social media?
I am, but I think for my Instagram, I don't really run YouTube or my own Instagram actually. When I post stuff, like it's, I don't get to like kind of decide what I get to post. But I do the stories on my own. But I feel like that's exactly what they're doing with me, like trying to brand me into a cool person, which I'm not. So they're trying to make me seem cool and, you know, have cool clothes, going to cool places. But
if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Oh, wow.
When you look at it, do you like think like, oh dang, I look pretty cool?
Nah.
No?
No.
It's like, dang, like they're doing a good job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I do feel like it's doing its job, branding.
It's mostly like music related.
No.
What they post.
We're trying to show more friendly your side of me. But I think now that's like even harder because I'm so used to like trying to take a picture with a cool smile instead of like my real smile.
And,
you know, yeah.
I guess they wanted to portray you as this like mysterious musician.
Mm.
We only get to hear her voice and we don't know much about her life.
Mm. How would you differentiate what people perceive on social media as to who you feel like you really are?
I don't really mind how I'm seen on Instagram, especially mm-hmm. because it's just one photo with a caption. Like,
right.
It doesn't explain too much about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best way is just letting them have control because I'm so bad at those social media stuff.
Mm.
I just can't keep up. So I'm thankful that they're doing it. But I think people can see who I really am through music. So I try to be real with music instead of like visual stuff because I'm not educated or I don't know stuff about visual arts and stuff. So I just let the professionals take care of it for me. So it works for me.
Wow. Very humble. What a humble answer. Very nice. Killing it with the music.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Do you get to have full control over your music though?
No, I'm trying to. That's why I've been listening and doing what they're asking quite well.
Mm.
So like maybe later I could ask for what I want and say yes.
Mm.
Mm.
Do you have a certain type, maybe a certain genre that you want to dive into maybe in the future?
Yes, R&B all the way, I think. R&B and jazz is what I love. And, but it's not very major in the scene. So yeah, I gotta fight it, but I do want to do those very like as my main genre.
Oh my god, her voice with jazz, that sounds so good.
Like she'll melt
thank
people
you. Uh-huh.
It's like,
thank you. Wow.
Oh man, hopefully you can brand yourself into that direction. I'm just trying to leeway back into branding real quick.
You have your Big Titty Gang thing too, Matthew.
Yeah. So I started, for people who don't know, I started a whole brand. It started with a big meme. Someone asked me while I was doing a live. They were like, hey, what? I like working out. I'm a huge fitness guy. So it's like, they asked me like, what's your favorite part of your body to work out? And on live, Korean artists don't really say this too much. I was just like, oh, I like working out my titties. And then everyone just got… It just got huge. And then I just turned it into… something that has more meaning. I made a brand. I made apparel. And then I… can't think of the word. Donate. I donate to breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And so that was like one of the biggest memes of 2019 and 2020. So I was really blessed for that. That branding kind of just happened on its own. Me just being stupid on me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, your titties.
But that's you.
That's me. Yeah. I mean, that's the real me. So the problem I have is like… When I see cool people on Instagram, I'll be like, dang, they're cool. Like, they look dope. They're doing it so well. I want to try that. So on Instagram, I kind of like try to put up like the dope stuff. And then when I'm on live, people are just like, is it the same guy? Like,
yeah,
who are you?
But don't you think that makes you more likable?
I don't know.
Like, I know there are a lot of indie artists who just do music and they don't want to do anything like that will make them look less like a cool musician. Like, people, they're worried that people might not take them seriously.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot of people are against like TikTok challenges because once you get a song on like a TikTok and you make people do challenges, they kind of think that people take their music less seriously. And like with you too, when you look at your when we see your music video, when we see you doing music, you're like this really tough macho guy, you know, like spitting, what do you call it? Spitting bars.
I don't even know what you call
it. Oh my goodness, Ashley, wait. Excuse yourself from the room right now. Right now, please.
You know, you do that and people are like, oh my God, Matthew's so cool, so handsome, so talented. But then, you know, when we see the more real side of you, we see you talking to your fans, we see you on live, we see you on Get Real. And it's like you're like the boy next door, you know, our little brother.
The boy next door.
And I feel like that makes you more likable. But if there, I feel like there's always two sides.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
I think that's relevant to both American artists and Korean artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like these days, I do feel like the trend of like being mysterious is kind of past.
Yeah. Mm.
And more of like showing who you are and showing your house, and like how you, if you live alone, how you live on your off days and stuff. So I think that's why a lot of celebrities also do YouTube on the side so that they could like show more than their, you know, art that they do mainly. So I think the trend is becoming more like less mysterious, more friendly.
More character, huh?
Yeah, because definitely in like the late 90s and early 2000s, all the celebrities were supposed to be like hidden and mysterious. And they weren't supposed to be someone that you can just meet or see. So they try to keep it that way, but I feel like these days even like Crush, yes, he as a musician, he's so respected, he's so talented, but he's also very funny
and
he's sometimes very ditzy, and he shows that through his like I don't know Instagram videos, like little things he does, which I think is very cute and very likable as well. But then we also have Dean, who I personally think is very mysterious. I don't know, I don't really see much of him besides through music,
right?
But I mean, both are very respected and liked in the music industry,
right?
I guess it's just whatever you prefer,
right? How you brand it, huh? I guess it's like how you prefer to brand it. I go through trouble trying to brand it this way and then having it branded completely different way. Just like, all right, today I'm going to be like the sexy mysterious guy. All right. I go on live, I'm talking about titties. Everyone's just like, ah, they put up the meme. I'm just like, damn, that's not what I wanted today.
Well, maybe that whole thing becomes you and they take it as, oh, wow, he's kind of gullible, but still cute and funny and very likable.
I hope so. I hope that's how they take it at the end of the day, and it's just not goofy. Because at the end of the day, I take what I take seriously, I do take seriously. And what I try to take seriously and cannot take seriously, I just continue to fail at that. But yeah, like you said, I hope they take it like that. Thank you. That makes me feel better about it.
Do you ever worry about like, what if people don't take you too seriously?
Sometimes, yeah. Because the titty thing, that was like a big… Sorry. That was like the biggest one. I was afraid at one point people would know me more as the titty guy than BM from Card or BM as a musician, BM as an artist, performing artist. So I was kind of worried, but I think they go hand in hand pretty well right now. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes when my first solo drops. I'm going to look in the comments, and if there's more talk about titties than there is about music, I got to change my branding a little bit.
No, I'm sure they'll talk more about your music once it's released.
When is it releasing?
It was supposed to release this month, but it got pushed back to next month. So early June.
Wow. Congrats.
Thank you.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's gonna be a very different me.
Yeah. Who do you think has a great brand then? Out of celebrities?
Who do you think has a great brand out of celebrities? It's hard to say, huh? I want to say in Korea, I think G-Dragon has one of the best branding. Because I feel like that's what he wants to. And the persona he pushes is the persona that he likes. And he's a fashion icon too. So,
I mean, Yeomta, he like got really famous all of a sudden. Because
the flex?
Yeah, he was in the music industry for a long time. But then he started… making his own t-shirts. I don't know how it became like that, but he started flexing, and then he put the t-shirts and then he sold like so much t-shirts that he made I don't even know how much money from it.
And yeah, then, he made dumb money.
And then he shot the, he became the ambassador for the Flex Soju, like, you know, so
yeah.
I don't know.
That was a huge breakthrough for him. Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea. It was just like a God-given miracle, I think.
Just like your titty.
Just like my titty thing.
Yeah.
He's got Flex, I got titties.
Mm-hmm. I think especially in idol groups, because each member has a position.
Yeah.
And the company kind of tells you what position you are and what position you should be. And I feel like in K-pop groups, there's always the one in charge of the aegyo, the one who's in charge of like sexiness, the one that's in charge of, I don't know, like more boyish charms.
Mm-hmm, so, like girl crush.
Mm-hmm. For me, our group, we each had a code because our group name was Ladies Code.
Ooh.
So our 막내 준이, she was pretty chic code.
Pretty chic.
And because she was very pretty, but she was also very chic.
She had these cat eyes. Yeah.
And even though she was 막내, she was very 무뚝뚝해. She was kind of very…
scary?
No. Okay. And then we had Sojung, who was the main vocalist. And she was funky code.
Yeah.
And then Lee Se was pure code because she was so pure and she was like an angel. Mm. And then Eunbi, who was lovely code because she was in charge of the aegyo and she was like the cutest one. And then there was me. I was the global code.
Global
code. Everyone had these like traits.
She speaks English. Global.
Yeah. I was global code and I was like, what the heck? Like everyone has these like pretty names, like funky code, pure code, you know, lovely code. And then here I am, I'm global code.
Did you ask them like, that's all you guys thought of when you guys saw me? Like,
yeah, I mean, they were like, you have to, you know, speak English and you have to get all the global fans. So I was like, okay, I'm global code. And then they would make me in charge of doing all the, you know, hello everyone, we're Ash. We're Ladies Code. And we would have to do that in like English, Spanish and Japanese and Korean. And that was kind of like our thing that we pushed for in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I think thanks to that, we did have a lot of fans in like Latin America and stuff. Because there was no other K-pop group introducing themselves in Spanish.
And you did?
Yeah.
Can you try it right now?
No, I forgot everything.
What? Okay.
I just remember, hola, estamos Ladies Code.
Hey, that's all you need.
That's all I remember. But you guys have like different positions too, right?
Well, we just have the rappers
and
the vocalists.
Well, you're the king.
Oh, snap. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so dumb today. What's wrong with me? Hello.
She knows better than
I know. You. Okay, so our group name is Card. We have the Joker cards, the color Joker and the black Joker, the Ace card and the King card. Sheesh. I haven't even said this in so long since JSF is in the military. My member's in the military right now, so we haven't really talked about this, but oh my goodness. Woo. Yeah.
So what does the king do?
It's kind of like okji. Like it was a little bit giyomacho, but I'm supposed to be like the what do you call kidung in English again? Like the pillar.
Yeah.
Like the pillar of the group where I just keep everyone together.
Mm. Like the leader?
Our group doesn't have a leader because everyone is so like leader-like.
Mm.
If there was one leader, we would have… that leader would have… not been a good time. So we're all very very forward and leader-like. So there was no leader. But it felt good though. King? Like that's… Every guy wants to be king.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Katie?
I'm just by myself, so I don't really have a position to take.
Mm.
Because nobody really wants to be taken lightly. I didn't want to make a fool of myself doing crazy things. But I just wanted to be me in the beginning without any labels on it, like being sexy or cute or anything. I just wanted to show who I was.
Mm.
But that doesn't kind of work here, I think.
Mm.
Maybe for some people, but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of went with like the cool vibe.
Mm.
And like, I'm still trying to get used to being cool. Used to looking cool, maybe.
I'm too cool for my coolness right now. Oh my goodness. I can't handle my cool.
No, not like that. But yeah, I want to know like what's trending and what's cool, you know. But I don't really keep up with those stuff. I don't know how to. But I guess like when I present myself to the public, I have to.
Mm.
So that's kind of part of my job that I have to do. So I just take it as a job and maybe like music speaks more, I hope.
Mm. It does. Mm-hmm. It does. I feel like you as an artist are almost like your own genre almost. Because you're very unique. Oh. And when you do come out, my members are big fans too.
Because one of them, we were in YG
together. Oh, yeah. Hi. You guys trained together, Jiu.
Yeah.
She talked a lot of good about you too. And every time you come out, it's like, hey, you check out Katie's new
tight. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Very dope. Very unique in itself, I would say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was listening to Log on repeat before coming here.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I don't know what to do with all these.
All compliments?
These. Yeah, thank you.
Let's do more.
Were you able to make music at all? Or were you just there purely as a trainee, just getting lessons and stuff?
I did both. I did make a lot of music. In fact, Remember was made in YG, so we bought it out when I came out of the company.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't really want to release it there.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Which album was that?
That the was first my song. Very first single. Wow, thank you.
I messed with that one heavy. I was like, oh, snap. And then I see all these rappers like Zen and the Zilla, C-Jams are out there. And they're just like turning. I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah. That felt good.
Mm.
Nowadays, it doesn't seem too out there for an Asian American pop star based in the States. Aha. Uh-huh. What has it been like, however, trying to start a music career as Asians?
Mm.
Great question.
Hmm.
Mm, I feel like there's definitely an unseen border that looks really, really hard to cross as an Asian or Asian American artist. Trying to make it in the Western field. And I'm not saying like, you know, obviously we have the BTS, we have the people that have already made it, but there's like a certain pedigree that you just, it seems almost impossible to cross. Cause at the end of the day, it's still like Asian American. I don't know. I try not to think about that. And I'm just like, whoever messes with it. Whoever doesn't. Because at the end of the day, when I'm on tour and I see the fans, more than half of them aren't Asians. That's kind of what something that blows my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, dang.
Well, Katie, you were in the States for a while. And I know you speak English and almost all of your songs are in English. So were you trying to target like American listeners at first? Especially with like promotions in the States?
I guess I was trying to do what was more comfortable for me, which was English.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it was just trying to be borderless, maybe. Mm. Because if I do Korean music, it just limits the people to who only speak Korean,
mm-hmm.
which isn't as much as who speaks English. You know?
Right.
So I think that's one of the biggest reasons that I went with English songs. But yeah, I think it's really difficult. Maybe for other races as well, but just being Asian in the States there is a border that's very invisible but difficult to cross over.
Yeah. Who are some Asian artists that are doing okay in the American industry right now? Like Joji?
Joji does quite Bruno well.
Mars. Bruno Mars.
Oh,
Bruno Mars. Yeah.
My man, Bruno, killing it. Anderson
like
Paak.
Oh, yeah.
He's
actually
half Korean.
Mm.
Yeah.
Audrey Killing. Nuna, I think she has a really big fan base too.
She's super dope. Mm. She's dope.
Yeah. There are no pop stars.
I mean,
like
Bruno
Asian
Mars is one, but he, I guess maybe compared to like very Eastern Asians, they look a bit very different than the Western people.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I think there's more of like, that they're not used to seeing us kind of looking people.
Right.
So I think it's great that BTS is doing well so that people in the media are getting used to seeing us kind of people on TV and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Blackpink and BTS are doing really well in the States.
Mm.
But I feel like as a solo artist, it's really hard.
Katie might be the first one though. Let's go. Let's go, Katie. let's make that breakthrough. Invisible walls is breaking down. What do you guys want people to know you as or know you for? I feel like it goes back and forth a lot. Like some days I'm just like, dope artist. Some days I'm like dope human being. Some days I'm like funny guy. Some days I'm like sexy guy. Some days I'm like cutie pie. You know? So hard.
Well, I feel like for you, you're always inspiring other people.
Mm.
So I think people look up to you a lot and people go to you for positivity and when they're feeling down because you really, you really have that talent of just being able to lift people up.
Mm.
So
I like uplifting. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It puts me up there too with them. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you dope. I'm your friend, so we're dope.
Wow, that's a blessing.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's like you give one and you get one at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. How about you?
When I saw this question, I immediately thought of just my music.
Mm.
But yeah, with my music, what I really wanted to do from the beginning was that it was like outcast people could feel like they're included.
Mm.
Because I felt like I was one, you know, growing up in the States and all that. So I just wanted like those unseen people, not those major people, but like those minorities to kind of feel like they have a shoulder to lean on, kind of. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, no, it's just a hit.
Oh, thank you. But something like that. I was curious about you, though.
Me? I don't know, man. I'm lost. Because I'm like doing so many things right now, but there's not one thing that I'm like devoting myself to.
Because
I do like radio, I do YouTube. I mean, Instagram isn't like a job or anything, but I mean, it can be because, you know, there are a lot of sponsorships that come in through Instagram. But I feel like, and I'm a part of Ladies Code, but I don't know. I don't know what I would like.
Do you know what I see when I see you?
What?
I like that whatever field you're in, it seems like it's a very authentic Ashley. Like, it's different, but it's still authentic. Like, I watched her do radio and her emceeing thing, and I was just like, dang, like, she killing the MC game. Like, you're actually really good at emceeing and, like, mediating and moderating. I'm just like, oh, shoot, dang, she's good. Yeah,
wow,
she's
thank
good.
You.
Maybe you're talented in those areas where you could bring out, like, good in other people. You're, like, the bringer.
Bringer outer.
Bring her
of the gooder.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Mm.
And all those things that you do, it's like, even if it's like YouTube, Instagram, and other radio stuff, it's all part of socializing. Mm-hmm. So I'm super bad at socializing, but maybe you're talented in those fields that you could meet a lot of people and have your impact on them. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
You made me cry. Stop. All right, guys. We have some people on Reddit and Discord.
Mm.
And let's see if we can offer them any insight. User anonymous account. Mm. First things first. Me and my girlfriend have been together for 2 years now. We're from two very different countries and cultures, but we managed to get along. She is an undergrad to become a teacher next year and is really looking forward to it. She loves Instagram. She spends quite a lot of time watching stories of her favorite influencers, always buys what they buy, makeup clothes, smartphone cases, etc. Always wears what they consider as trendy. Me, on the other hand, I barely use social media. I once every half a year post a picture I like. More frequently, however, she starts talking about how she would love to be an influencer on Instagram, blogging daily and traveling around the world, getting sponsorships about her favorite products, becoming famous, and being able to generally afford more for our children when we have them. Whenever she mentions something like this, I don't know how I should feel. I'm a down-to-earth man. I live a rather quiet and comfy lifestyle, and I simply can't imagine being a part of the Instagram life that she imagines. I said, on the other hand, I would be happy if she could really achieve what she was dreaming about. But on the other hand, I said I'm scared of how our life would change as it is. She replied that I don't have to participate in all that, but I replied that we share our lives and that we are part of another, especially when we would do this at home. I want to share my life with her. We were talking about having kids together. if I wouldn't participate in her job, such as flying around the whole globe, I imagine barely seeing her, as she describes it. How would that work with kids? Of course, this was just a vision of hers. It's not reality right now. She has other plans, but she is still mad that I don't really share her dreams. I am just writing down my feelings and want to seek out help on how we could finally get this topic out of the way. Do you travel a lot?
I mean, COVID.
Ah, okay. True that.
And it's really hard to get to the status where you're invited to like different countries for events and you fly around the world. I know a lot of people want to be influencers these days because it looks very easy. But oh my God, I see some like hardcore influencers around me and it is not easy. And especially they need to have like a photographer who will always take pictures for them. And most of the time, it's their boyfriends or their husbands, right? So the Instagram boyfriend or Instagram husband who's always taking pictures for them. I know they fight a lot because, you know, they're like, oh, I just want to enjoy this time. But they're like, okay, I need to film this. I need to document this. Mm. You know, and unless you are really understanding of that or unless you're a photographer, I feel like it's really hard because they're not on the same page right now. And he is so different and she's so different. So they need to come to an agreement or something because I don't know.
All right, Katie. Say you had a man. He's trying to be famous, famous. Like, do you know who Logan Paul, Jake Paul is? They're trying to be like blogger famous, vlog famous, Instagram famous, travel the world type famous.
But I think I'm the man here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so she's just thinking. She's just mad. Mm-hmm. But it never happened yet. Yeah. She's not an influencer yet. It's really difficult to become an influencer and travel around the world.
Mm.
So I think like as of now, maybe he could kind of say that, you know, we're going to share our lives together. Why don't we kind of meet in the middle, not just support your way and I just follow.
Yeah.
So maybe just, I think talking it out is the best way. But, you know, just since she's mad right now and he's worried about that, maybe get that over and then see if she makes it as an influencer afterwards.
Yeah. I feel like if you're a couple and you only support one person's dreams or job, I feel like the other person is going to end up maybe resenting that person because they didn't get to live the life they wanted and they were all in for the other person.
Yeah.
So I feel like they do have to compromise and meet in the middle if they really love each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also this is something that he's scared that might happen.
Mm.
Kind of just reading how she's, you know, talking about it and how she's like, oh man, but she does spend quite a lot of time watching stories of her favorite influencers, always buying what they buy, like makeup clothes and smartphone cases. Like it's kind of…
That's gonna… could be a problem for him.
Mm. How much money does she spend though? Must be significant if he's posting this on Reddit, right?
Mm.
You need to have that talk. Yeah, try to like nonchalantly bring it up.
But you know how I'm kind of active on social media on Instagram, right? And I take quite a lot of pictures, you know?
Not of myself,
but you know, wherever I go somewhere.
Yes.
And I think even though I'm like that, I'd be so annoyed if my partner was like that. Which is, you know…
That's not fair.
I know. But so I don't think I could date someone who's maybe like me or worse than me because I can't put up with that.
So I'm she looks in the mirror in the morning, I'll never date you. Not you, not in this lifetime.
I'll never date you. It's stressful. Think about it. Everywhere you go, we're like, oh my God, can you take a picture? Like, can you get a picture for me? And they spend hours like choosing the photos. Or even when you're having a conversation, they're like watching other people's Insta stories or whatever.
You spend hours?
Oh, I don't do that. I'm saying if they did that, let's say, you know, we take it far and that's what they do. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, being too indulged in the digital world can kind of have a huge effect on your reality. So be chill with that sometimes, Ashley.
I will. I don't really watch other people's Insta stories a lot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Hopefully that was some insight for you. Let's see. We have user anonymous again. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 4 months now. He had a rough childhood and is pretty insecure about what others think about him. But is also a really popular / social guy at our university. Hmm. His appearance and popularity matter to him a lot. To the point where I've been trying to help him realize he shouldn't look to other people to validate himself. He knows he's insecure and has been slowly trying to work on it. But yesterday he dropped a bombshell on me that I should start caring about what other people think because he is guilty by association to my actions. What? I was fine with helping him deal with his insecurities, but now he's basically asking me to start caring about what other people think and to be careful with what I do or say because he doesn't want people to talk about him, us, me behind our backs. No idea what to do. I'm a pretty loud person and I don't really care about what other people think of me. So I don't care if people talk about me behind my back. But he says he feels associated with my actions. He doesn't want people to talk about me or him. I need your advice on what to do next. Is this a deal breaker? Are we incompatible?
So he cares more about what other people think than what he thinks of her or what he wants this, how much he cares about her, right? He cares more about what other people think.
So he's trying to not only brand himself, but brand his girlfriend and himself together.
Heck no, no.
It doesn't make sense that he's trying to be nice and all that to other people, but not his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That should be the closest person that you should be nice to.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God, what would you say? What would you think? Or what would you do if someone said, I mean, your boyfriend or your girlfriend said, I need you to start acting better. Mm. Like, you know, you're embarrassing me. I don't want to be associated by you or your actions. Mm. What would you do?
I mean, if my girlfriend came to me and said that, I'd be like, what about me is embarrassing? Mm. What do you think? That's sad, huh? What about me do you not like that I do? Like, what behavioral? Like, what do you want me to fix? I'll ask her first. And then if it's like too out there, like, I don't like the tone of your voice.
Oh. Then bye.
Yeah. You. No, thank you. Nah, yeah. So, I mean, I would see if there's a middle ground for this first and foremost. Because, I mean, I, at the end of the day, I don't think you should change who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how your boyfriend worries that other people perceive you. It's not even like how you feel like people will perceive you. It's like your boyfriend. That's kind of… I don't think that's fair.
I will break up with him.
Yeah. Mm.
But I kind of feel for the guy as well. Because he says he had a rough childhood. So he could be like a victim of some kind of trauma. And
true.
That's the result of him being insecure. So maybe talk to like a therapist. Since he knows that he's being insecure, maybe that could help him. And if it doesn't, then maybe it's a deal breaker.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been trying to help him, you know. Mm. And
yeah.
Yeah. So what should she do? Just ask him to see a therapist?
If she's willing to wait and if she's patient. But if she's not, I'd just break up.
Yeah. But ask first though. What about me do you not like? What is embarrassing about me?
Mm.
Is it the fact that I'm loud?
You know how she mentioned that he had a rough childhood?
Yeah.
And he's pretty insecure. Maybe because of that. Maybe he didn't receive a lot of love growing up. So he is always craving for other people's attention and love. I know a lot of people stay in their relationship because they feel bad. Mm. And they feel like they can fix the person.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, the Mother Teresa. You know, so…
Yeah.
But then I don't think that's healthy in the end. I know you want to help that person and help to fix that person. But that's not your job. Like, you guys are in the relationship together. You shouldn't be like having
shouldn't
to do that.
Shouldn't be one side giving and one side just receiving.
Yeah. 50-50. Come on. Now going into the next section. We're going into compliment time again. Give me more, guys. All right, guys. That wraps up today's show. That was a very heartfelt show, I feel like. Katie, do you have any upcoming projects or any stuff that you want to shout out? Get the fans excited for, maybe?
Nope. Not that I know of.
Yeah.
As of now, I don't know. So.
Well, for all the fans that are first hearing about Katie, if you don't know, now you know. Go check out her music.
Oh, please,
super
please.
Dope. Thanks. If you haven't yet, you're doing no justice to your ears. So do it now. Oh yeah, shout out all your SNS and all your…
My Instagram is K-A-T-I-E-E-S-H.
Katie-ish.
Yeah,
Katie-ish.
Yeah, that's the main thing that I do. So you'll just find me there.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and give her a follow. And that wraps up today's episode. If you guys want to stay updated on the show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, follow and review this podcast. And thank you so much, Katie, for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Ooh, bye. Ooh. Compliment each other more. Do it.